Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. If you're like me and you're all about constantly trying to create a better version of yourself, willpower sucks for this. I consider it a very limited resource. However, I have a technique, and it's shamelessly stolen from Jerry Seinfeld. Yes, the comedian. See, when I was at his New York apartment, I can't name drop, never met the man. Love his namesake show, though. When asked the secret of his success, he attributes it to a technique he calls never breaking the chain. He said as a comedian, or as a fledgling comedian, he speculated that he had to write jokes every day. And what he did was track on a calendar how many days he hadn't broken the chain. Voila, instant habit former and compelling. Now, I downloaded an app for that, a simple one called, wait for it, Habit, and it's available in an app store near you, and it's free. Now, I chose this one because it allows two kinds of habits to be tracked, one you do and the other type you don't do. So let me explain that. In my eternal quest, may I add, for my pants to fit, I track the number of days I've broken a sweat exercising, and you can build in rest days. It's super granular like that. I recently got to 42 days. For your information, when on Discovery Health, which had the number of weeks your exercise goal with them was achieved, I once got to 2 years. It was motivating. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying. Anyway, that's the one type of habit. Mark it up as done each day. And you can set or avoid reminders, the choice is yours. The other type of habit that the app tracks is a negative one. So, for instance, I set how much sugar I can have, which in my case is zero, including hidden sugars, and I mark if I do have any at all. So I mark that the other way. And so far, 27 days without sugar. Again, not bragging. With Saturday marked as a cheat day, your mileage may vary. Now, the app is free, and the pro version offers some integration for things like automatically picking up fitness events from your phone and the like. But free has worked for me for a few months now. It syncs across all my devices, or all my iDevices anyway. Would I recommend it? Yes. Actually, hell yes. Because good habits form in about 66 days, according to science. And the unwillingness to do what it takes to not break a habit streak beats willpower any day of the week. Now the next step is for me to habit stack. And that's the Habit app on an app store near you. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za.